This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Republican presidential candidates are moving from Iowa to New Hampshire today. Rick Santorum is holding a town hall meeting there tonight. Newt Gingrich and John Huntsman were campaigning in Concord this morning. And Mitt Romney was in Manchester this afternoon, basking in his Iowa win and in having received the endorsement of the Republican nominee in 2008, John McCain. Romney and McCain will be campaigning together in Peterborough, which is where WBUR's Fred Tice is now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Fred, you were at this Romney event in Manchester today. What was the crowd like?
The crowd was relatively small. I was struck by the difference between the size of the crowd a few weeks ago when I was there with President Obama. It was hundreds of people. They filled up an entire gym. This time, part of the gym had been cordoned off for a group of about 200 people, so a small crowd, there to hear Mitt Romney and John McCain.
And Romney beat up on President Obama a bit. Here he is making one comment about the president.
I think he's inspired by those European-style social welfare states. And believes that the purpose of government is in part to take from some people to give to others. And the methodology to pursue that strategy is to promote envy as opposed to ambition.
Fred, what was the crowd's response to that?
You know, overall, the crowd's response was kind of lukewarm. And I think, Sasha, that part of the reason that this happened is that there may have been Romney supporters there, but there were actually a lot of people who showed up in this gym because they're still trying to figure out who they're going to vote for. There were some people, actually, I was quite kind of surprised by this, who were letting the Iowa caucuses affect their choice because I've been spending so much time talking to voters all week who said that they would not be affected by what happens in Iowa. But in the gym this afternoon, for example, I ran into Dennis Turpin.
I'm going to visit personally each of the top three candidates from the Iowa caucus.
So, for you, the Iowa caucus does make a difference, right?
Yeah, it's kind of separated into tiers, the candidates.
And so, as he said, he's considering Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul, the top three candidates to come out of Iowa. And several people I spoke to were kind of between Romney and other candidates or are leaning towards Romney, but they wanted to hear more from him.
So a lot of indecision with just about a week left to go. How did John McCain's endorsement go over with the crowd? Does that seem like it will help?
Well, it's hard to know. Endorsements generally don't seem to win over votes. However, there's a lot of respect for John McCain in New Hampshire. New Hampshire voted for him twice in two different primaries, first in 2000 and then again in 2008. McCain actually joked about how close the election was for Mitt Romney in Iowa. He called it a landslide when, of course, Romney won by only 8 votes. People were eager to hear what he had to say on a number of issues, especially on foreign policy, and they asked him questions directly as opposed to Romney some of the time. One man asked McCain if he would run as Romney's vice presidential candidate, and McCain never answered that question.
He just let it hang out there.
Yeah.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice calling in from Peterborough, New Hampshire. Fred, thank you.
Glad to do it, Sasha.
Newt Gingrich faded from his recent campaign surge to come in fourth place in the Iowa caucuses, and now he's wasting no time going after Romney as he campaigns in New Hampshire. WBUR's Anthony Brooks caught up with the Gingrich campaign, and he joins us. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Sasha.
Anthony, you attended the town hall meeting that Gingrich held in Concord, New Hampshire today, and he made it clear that he may be changing his campaign approach. He says he'll still be positive, but in his words, he's going to tell the truth. What does that mean exactly?
Well, what he says, it's a very straightforward next phase of the campaign, and that is to lay out the contrast between someone like him, he describes himself as a movement conservative, versus Mitt Romney, who he describes as a timid Massachusetts moderate. And then he says a little more. Let's listen.
I mean, Governor Romney is a moderate Massachusetts Republican to the left of the vast majority of Republicans. I find it amazing the news media continues to say he's the most electable Republican when he can't even break out in his own party.
Anthony, I understand Gingrich made some fairly direct other references to Massachusetts as well.
That's right. I mean, the point that Gingrich was making about Mitt Romney is Mitt Romney likes to argue that he did a good job working with a democratically controlled legislature. Gingrich's point is that Romney was all too eager to be accommodating to the Democrats. And he said, if you want to change Washington, you wouldn't elect someone who was unable to change Boston. So a real zinger there.
Anthony, what are Gingrich and his supporters saying about the Iowa results and what it means for their campaign?
Well, they're saying that, this was basically a tie with Rick Santorum. Therefore, that provides an opportunity for Republicans like Santorum and like Gingrich. Here's former Senator Bob Smith, the former New Hampshire Republican senator. He's a Gingrich supporter.
Mitt Romney spent tens of millions of dollars in the last 4 years to try to win Iowa. He's been running ever since the last time. He got six less votes than he got last time. It's not money.
It's not money, Smith says. It's people who are willing to be real conservatives. So supporters of Gingrich say that would be Gingrich. Supporters of Santorum would say that would be Santorum. And that's going to be the shape of the race for the next 6 days in New Hampshire.
That's WBUR's Anthony Brooks calling in from New Hampshire. Anthony, thank you.
Sure, Sasha.